Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Joe Vitiello. Batting sixth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, David Howard. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave Righetti. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hyatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Hyatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gaetti takes first base on ball four. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vitiello hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Borders strikes out. One out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin bunts in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez bunts towards the mound. Gubiza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham bunts towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Devereaux moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Karkoviche strikes out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into right field. Hyatt picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hyatt. Devereaux scores. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gubiza scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Raines moves to second. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner fields the ball and throws to Gubiza covering. Safe. Raines scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vitiello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vitiello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 0 for 1 in the game. Borders strikes out. Two outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grybek hits a line drive for a single. There's an error on the play. Grybek moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grybek scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Righetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive beyond second. Durham can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Vince Coleman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grybek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines is hit by the pitch. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez bunts towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to home to get Raines. Thomas moves to third. Devereaux moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hyatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vitiello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vitiello hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 0 for 2 in the game. Borders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. 2 outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into right field. Hyatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodwin moves to second. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Atlee Hamaker now pitching. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 3 in the game. Joyner hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meacham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 3 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grebeck hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Keith Lockhart pinch hits for Joe Vitiello. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart strikes out. One out. Edgar Caceres pinch hits for Pat Borders. Edgar Caceres is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Caceres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Nunnally pinch hits for Phil Hyatt. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nunnally hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.